Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Since we had Jim Nill on, the Stars did not get the full 2 points. At least they did still get 1 point last night against the Lightning, who have now won 4 straight. Right now, live from Uncle Julio's, it's time for some Forgiveness Friday.
Kevin,
does Miro need forgiveness for kicking that puck in? And that was the only regular regulation goal that Ottinger gave it? Yes.
He needs forgiveness for a slow start.
Yes.
He's had a bit of a slow start, and I'd like to see him be back to top form, because tops form, if you will, because he's that guy for us.
Yeah.
He's our Makar. And if he's not that guy for us, he's just a random defenseman.
We need
excellence.
Does he need to be to you your definitive second best player? Or is he in kind of the group with, like, Robertson, Ottinger, maybe put Roppe in there? Or do you need Miro to, like, he's your second best player?
Yeah.
Or that, Harley?
Yes. No, he needs to – you need one A on offense and one A on defense. And
okay.
He needs to be that for you.
Miko and Miro.
Yeah, and I know what he's capable of offensively.
Yeah.
But I need to see that version of it also on the defensive side. No, I was going to ask you about Forgiveness Friday for Robert Englund, who played Freddy Krueger. He's about to get his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Is it? That's too long, right? He should have had this a long time ago.
So,
unless I'm being ball sacked here.
No. I mean, how much do you put in? Like, you have an all-time iconic role.
Yes.
Right? How do you weigh that versus what did you do otherwise? Because, like, he's been in some really terrible, like, B-movies and stuff, and you're like, yeah, that sucks. I really wish he would have been, like, super popular across the board.
So you're saying Freddy Krueger is famous, but he is not.
I think he is.
Okay.
But I wonder if that's why it took so long. I'm saying, like, Devil's Advocate, I wonder if it took so long because they were like, yeah, what else did you do? And so my question would be, if you have, like, an all-time iconic role. You could make an argument that is the most famous horror movie character of all time. I know some people might argue
that. No, yeah, we can
argue,
we can talk top five, and there's a group of five.
In the discussion.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. I would say, let's say him, the Saw character. What's that?
Jigsaw.
Jason and Michael Myers.
Yep.
And the Blob. Those are my top
okay.
five.
Man, I was not expecting that the fifth one right there. And by the way, my Nightmare on Elm Street rankings go like this. Part 3, then part 1, part 7, which is the new Nightmare, then part 4, then part 2, then part 5, and part 6.
I think I've only seen like 2 of them.
Which 2?
The one with Johnny Depp.
That's the first one.
And the one where he walks down the alley and he's scraping the sides of the walls.
Oh, yeah. I think that's part 4?
Okay, yeah. Dude, that's terrifying.
Maybe part 3.
That was the terrifying thing to me. And the fact that, like, that dude just came up out of the bed out of nowhere one time.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I can't sleep again, ever.
Yeah, that does feel
that was
like
a nightmare on Jonesboro.
That feels like that was the lesson that you learned from that movie. Well, Johnny Depp died because he fell asleep TV.
I guess I can't sleep.
So, for Forgiveness Friday, maybe Hollywood for taking so long, but let's talk about what's happening in the greater Baton Rouge area.
Okay.
So, we discussed this yesterday, how the governor is like, I'll let President Trump pick the next coach before the AD. Well, guess what? The AD today is out. Scott Woodward, and they said it has nothing to do with what the governor says. And I believe that. I think it has to do with the last two most gigantic coach buyouts are both people that you're responsible for, and it cost the schools total like $130 million. So, yeah, he's out.
Dang. Do you think he'll be able to find another job?
At a lower tier university, probably, but they're going to be very clear what his budget is, right? Don't you think?
Look, you can't be throwing these buyouts in there anymore.
We don't have time for that money for that. Now, to go along with that, we asked the question about a AP voter who is from Baton Rouge, Koki Riley. The accusation is that Koki Riley is the worst voter in the history of the Associated Press when it comes to college football. Compared to the aggregate, Koki Riley has Ohio State low at number 3. Now, I think Riley had a fair explanation of, I think Indiana and A&M are better. I don't think that's a crazy thing to say, but if you go through the rest of the poll per the aggregate, he has Georgia Tech underranked by 9 spots, BYU underranked by 4 spots, Virginia's number 15, and he doesn't have them ranked at all, and he's the only voter to rank Illinois. College Poll Tracker rated 9 of his 25 picks in the top 25 as, quote, an extreme pick.
Oh, really?
First of all, I had no idea that there was like a grader for your rankings.
I didn't know that either.
So of his 25, so 36% of his picks have been dubbed extreme.
Okay, so does that mean, that? What does that mean for him then?
I mean.
Never again?
What are they going to do? Take his vote away?
He can't vote anymore, buddy.
Yeah. I don't.
Or he's just one of those wild cards. They're like, well, he's the swing state.
Or do you think he like drinks Mountain Dew and eats Doritos? He's extreme when he's voting.
Kevin, I forgot about Chucky whenever I was throwing out. I'll get rid of the blob, and I'll throw Chucky in there.
How many of the Chucky
That's an iconic character.
How many of the Chucky movies have you seen?
I think all of them.
Okay.
Yeah, by the way, the two things that I said about the Freddy Krueger movies, those were from the same movie. I just wanted to throw that out. I'm sorry.
There's another one. Because there's another scene with the kid in a wheelchair.
Oh, yeah.
That he does the same thing that is not from the first one.
But, yeah, no, I think I've seen all the Chucky movies. I don't love them. Like, I don't love them, but my cousin did, and they were always, like, around this time, it was always time.
Well, that's going to kill what I was going to say. I was going to say you should watch the show Chucky because it's actually really good.
Okay.
But if you don't love the movies, the show might not be for you.
I'm very in on Welcome to Derry right now. So, like,
just has one more episode out today.
Me and the son are going to definitely dive in on that one.
Okay, but that is an hour.
Uh-huh. I don't have more than an hour in my life. Think about all the stuff I have to do and the people I have to...
Come say hi to Corey before 2:30.
Yeah, because apparently I had to satisfy so many people. Yeah, hi, guys.
All right, we're the Canes.
You're welcome to come back here, by the way.
Also, That is a good point. Thanks a lot. LaMelo Ball fined $35,000 for flipping off a ref, and Dexter Lawrence told Carl Banks to essentially shut up for saying people don't respect him anymore.
I'm getting rid of Chucky and putting Pennywise in now. So
yeah, I was surprised that you didn't say Pennywise.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You said that.
You know what? This is a top 6 now, so because Chucky's involved.
Oh, because of 666. I gotcha. All right, now.
The next number 7.
How would you
say? 6 and then 7.
Ah, 6, 7. That's what I'm going to do.
It's over.
That's not what my kids.
Is your Halloween costume going to be you carrying 2 bags, one with numbered 6 and one number 7?
No, I'm just going to take out of Noah's number puzzle the 6 and the 7. And if somebody goes, you're not dressed up and be like, 6-7.
That's a genius idea. I'm doing that tonight.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
List this.
It's time for Masterpiece of the Week, the segment we do every Friday where we go over the wild, wacky, and especially this week, often concerning audio that graces these airwaves from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we've got a tradition here where we pick on people who aren't here to defend themselves. This was Brian Broaddus on the Cowboys postgame show when he was talking about how nervous he was about a trade.
I was so nervous you couldn't drive a nail up my ass. I'll say that again.
Jeez, please, dude.
I remember that.
Can you say that? You got very, like, scared when I said where my bee's at yesterday.
Yes.
And then, like, but that one you were just like, oh, let's dive in on this more.
I mean, it's accepted in Winnie the Pooh. Eeyore has a nail in his ass. So why, if it's accepted in a child's cartoon and book series, would it not be accepted on the radio?
If you were Eeyore, would you always want the tail, or would you be like, no, I'm rotating things this week?
Why do they think he's in such a bad mood? Because he has a nail in his butt. That's why he's upset.
I agree.
Back to you, Jacob.
All right, I'm going to try and keep these.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
In order, because I think some of these follow each other very well. We're going to start with Corey, who was talking about a very pleasurable experience.
Might be the best nut in the world. I'm just saying, I'm just putting it out there.
Okay.
That might be the best nut I can think of.
Matter of fact, Kevin, I have a whole bag of nuts in my bag, and I know exactly which nut
you better
I was
hope
talking
so,
about.
Carrot top, or else you're going to get in trouble for
I
that.
I was talking about the cashew, the greatest nut on the planet. I've said that.
I think you phrased it like that on purpose.
I stand by that. Mm.
All right, Kevin, kind of following the trend here, Kevin followed it up with this.
Yeah, it just looks like a weird bit of goo in there. And I'm like, no, I'm not eating that.
Yes.
I don't care if you do covered it.
I stand by that. That is about the Cadbury egg. I do not understand why the Cadbury egg is popular. Because if you just don't look and just close your eyes and eat it, then maybe it's okay. But you open that thing up, ugh.
I think if you close your eyes and eat it, it's not good either.
I mean, maybe.
There was a time as a child I got convinced that it would be good. Great marketing on their point.
Yeah. It's gross.
All right, this one, I don't know if this was about eating anything, but just take it away, Corey.
Okay.
If you want to just provide me something to put in my mouth.
Then what, Corey? Then what?
I'm assuming you're going to eat it.
I can't remember exactly what I was discussing in that moment.
We need to bring back Should I Eat It?
Should I Eat It was a great segment. I haven't had anything. You know what? We're about to move out of the office. Let's go through the refrigerator and see what's in there and play Should I Eat It?
Jacob, did you know there was a time at the Super Bowl where a national radio host was listening to our show when we were at night, and he came over to tell us he thought Should I Eat It is a brilliant segment.
And he was furious that he didn't come up with it himself.
It sounds like genius. I mean, it sounds like a great segment.
We can do it.
Which national radio host are we talking about here if we can divulge
Damon
that information?
Damon Mandalora!
Oh, okay.
Right, now he's not a national nighttime host. He's a national daytime host.
He moved up.
Oh,
in the
just
world.
Like you guys.
At that same Super Bowl, I was on three different stations at the same time.
All right. Well, you know, back on topic. Here we go.
Somebody's going to have to get these two. Somebody's going to have to get these two together alone with a couple glasses of wine and some candles and some flowers.
What?
And get them to make sweet love together.
Oh, my God.
So they can get past this together. Somebody.
That's how it's done. You just got to have to resolve your differences.
And by having a candlelit dinner?
It's called wine and dine for a reason, Kevin.
What comes after that?
6-7.
Oh, you're close. Okay, I don't think I can get in. Maybe. So can you say wine or diner?
Nope.
6-7er. That's not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Back to you.
All right, I don't know if these two are related, but I got two cuts here about Corey talking about a specific piece of undergarments.
Although I can respect you, even though I see your thong.
Mm-hmm.
Still a little two-parter here. This is the same thing.
Ladies.
Here.
Well, don't show me your thong. It's your underwear. Come on. What are we doing here?
Mm-hmm. Man. That second one feels aggressive. That first one feels very polite and inclusive. Even if you can see the things, you respect them.
There was a thong era. Like, that is a real thing. There was it was Britney. Yeah, yes, Cisco did the thong song.
This is why people weren't allowed back
It was
here.
That time. It was that time period whenever it was okay to show the thong off.
What was that era?
The Britney Spears era.
Okay.
And look at how things turned out there.
But not good?
I'm a little terrified.
Okay.
All right, this one's Kevin. We've been giving Corey a lot of love here. Let's get back to Kevin.
Jacob, you gave me no love when I told you I was on three different stations at the Super Bowl at one time. You're like, neat.
I didn't want to boost your ego. I mean, it was cool. You know, I figured Corey was over there like already kind of pumping you up, and I was like, you know what? I'll leave it to Corey. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead and mark yourself for that one.
So this was Kevin.
I thought it was awesome when you gave it to me.
Yeah.
Well.
See, I knew straight away that was going to be problematic.
Yep.
I don't remember what I got, so I guess it wasn't that awesome. But you could hear I regretted it.
Immediately.
Right, this one's kind of on the Halloween theme. This one's titled Hellraiser.
Man,
all
I thought
the premarital sex was. Yeah,
I thought I was going to see the guy from Hellraiser, not learn about things. Okay.
So I said premarital sex.
Yeah.
And you make it sound like the guy from Hellraiser was going to show up.
I thought
up here
I was
going to
see Pinhead. But
you're like, oh my gosh, I have to teach you lessons.
If you will play that one more time, you can hear I really ran out of steam at the end of that thought because I did not have a good way to end that sentence. Man,
all
I thought
the premarital sex was. Yeah. Yeah,
I thought I was going to see the guy from Hellraiser, not learn about things. See, I just really.
That was a very Nate Bargatze ending to
I had nothing. Yeah. I had nothing.
All right, how much time do we got? We got two more here?
Take your time.
Yeah, all right, do whatever you want.
Let's finish it out with these two. So this was Kevin and Corey sharing a special moment live on air.
Here we go. I'm going to do it live and on air with you.
Oh, my God.
See? I will argue that usually my reactions for these are correct.
I think live is the best way to go with that.
That's when I'm digging it the most.
Yeah.
Or you can kind of tell we've got a little theme going in this segment. So, take it away. Once again, Corey Majors.
Somebody's going to have to get these two together.
Oh, wrong one. Hold on.
I did that. I said
hold
that.
On. Mm. Halloween themed.
Just let him dress as a pimp.
That's true. If you want to dress as a pimp, it's Halloween. Do what you want. Dude, think about this for a second. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that the Halloween costumes have evolved a lot over time?
Are you talking about that year that you told me about the sexy corn cob? And then you look, that is a true story. And I was like, what the hell are you talking about? And then he pulled it up and it was like, it was a pretty lady.
She's very pretty.
But she was in like a somewhat scandalous corn cob outfit, I guess.
Yeah.
And so do you think we've looped back around to more respectable
costumes? No, no. I think we've gotten less and less clothing. I think basically the costumes now are just lingerie a lot of times. And you're just, and a mask. Oh, I'm a cat. No, you're not. No, you are not.
Kevin's got a great point.
Do not dress like that.
Corey's got a great point.
Thank you. It's this and St. Patrick's Day are the 2 days that you can dress like that and be.
Do people get slutty on St. Patrick's Day?
Scandalous, yes. Kevin. Yes. See,
really?
I'm just telling you.
Oh.
Yeah. Go drive down Greenville Avenue the day after Thanksgiving. After not Thanksgiving. After St. Patrick's Day. You'll
see. Okay. Well, I'm torn between two Corey clips, and they're both very inclusive. I am going to go with Corey saying it's okay to dress up like a pimp.
Just let him dress as a pimp.
True.
That advice was to his son, by the way, who's in high school.
Yeah, he's not in high school. He's in middle school.
That it's weird that you corrected it to make it worse. But that's a fair point.
I'm going with Kevin talking about the Cadbury eggs and what's inside of those. Weird.
Game. Yeah, it just looks like a weird bit of goo in there. And I'm like, no, I'm not eating that. I don't care if you do covered in chocolate.
I forgot about that part.
That last part makes it even better.
Better.
All right, Jacob, what say you?
So this was the second one we played, man. I thought this was the best one. Corey talking about his most pleasurable experience.
Might be the best nut in the world. I'm just saying, I'm just putting it out there.
Okay.
That might be the best nut I can think of.
Mm-hmm. All right. Go. So those are your options. Nut. I hesitate to say goo next. You set me up, you bastards. And pimp. So I guess I can't really. Look, if you're a critic of this show, you don't care for it, I'm right there with you. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bang Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
Did you know that Sean and RJ is both a radio show and a podcast?
No way. You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.